This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To vote for me. I'm the best candidate. Make sure when you go to the polls, you vote for me, Dudley Stephan. I want to be in charge of everything. I want to be your leader. I want to be your hero. I want to be in charge. I just want somebody to love me. That's what some of this stuff sounds like.
Is that your recap of last night?
I think that's
pretty much it. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. Sarah Silverman, how about you guys settle down? Boo! 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 I think that's...
Well, to be fair, she got cheers from half of them before the boo started again, but...
Sarah Silverman talked last night? I didn't watch
it. Yeah, she gave a speech, which is, I don't know if that was their attempt to unite the Bernie and the Hillary people, but it didn't really seem to work for the Bernie people.
No. So anyway, the convention is just as passionate and just as full of foibles as was the Republican convention. It pretty much shows you the state of politics in the country. Is there a chance Hillary won't get the nomination? No. Is there a chance that Bernie Sanders will vote for Hillary? I'm thinking he may be voting for Ms. Stein or somebody like that. At any rate, the drama continues in Cleveland and Philadelphia. Why they pick two eastern cities? I wonder what there is. There's got to be a deal here. Like with everything else, there's always a deal, right?
Right. Is it always in different places?
Yeah.
Where was last time? One was
Chicago,
I guess.
Right. Yeah. I can't remember where the other one was. Was it Florida?
Maybe.
No. That's not the most important thing. And there isn't, by the way, much of anything important that came out of last night. It's very predictable, and you can even predict the Bernie Sanders people.
Maybe they did that on purpose. They want day one to just be all about Bernie, and then that'll go away, and then the convention can continue.
Right. Yep. Then Michelle Obama and the Love Fest for that.
Did she plagiarize Melania?
I didn't get that out of... I wasn't really watching. I'm looking at some of the overviews. She is... The hypocrisy here of seeing Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, when I think back, flashback 8 years ago, and I think about what a bunch of phonies all these politicians are. It is incredible. It hasn't been such... Well, to a point with the Republicans, with the exception of Cruz... Most everybody either has said nothing or they're on board, kind of. With the Hillary, there's still the Bernie people that aren't going to vote. The hardcore Bernie people will not vote for her. They won't. They'll vote for the Libertarian. Libertarian numbers are up today. Hillary Clinton's numbers, the day-to-day polls now are beginning, and Hillary's numbers are down. You'd have thought she'd got a little shot. Trump's were the same today as yesterday, and the two lower-end candidates, that is the Libertarian and the Green Party candidates, are up.
Do they have a convention, the Libertarians?
No, I don't think there's a Libertarian convention.
They did the official nomination, I think, for Gary Johnson a while ago, but then that was it.
Right.
Now, when the national debates happen, does Gary Johnson get a seat?
He ought to be. Yeah. If not, it just shows you how rigged the system is. And we,
right.
I think, had that conversation 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 12 years ago, 16 years ago. It's all rigged. But people are getting smart to it, and they don't like it. And that's what's going to come out of this stuff from Debbie Wasserman Schultz is really embarrassing. More embarrassing that the Russians found it. And then WikiLeaks is publishing all this stuff. But it just shows you that, there shows you a couple of things. Number one, nothing is sacred nor secure. And number two, these people are just like everybody else. They want power and control. They lust for it. They live for it. And everybody else be damned. We're going to do what we want to do, and you better go along or else. And that's really what these emails are. You better go along with us, or we're going to get you. And so they've been got. Now, it's the old getcha-gotcha routine. Michael Jordan in the good news department, great basketball player, pretty much refrained from using his celebrity to take a stand on social issues. He owns the Charlotte Hornets, published a one-page letter on the undefeated, a new ESPN platform dedicated to exploring the intersections of race and sports and culture. In that letter, which was posted yesterday, Michael Jordan said that he would be donating $1 million to the International Association of Police Chiefs and the newly established Institute for Community Police Relations, as well as the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. So it looks like $3 million, one for each of those, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, quote, in his I think this is on Twitter, quote, as a proud American, a father who lost his own dad in a senseless act of violence, and a black man, I've been deeply troubled by the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement and angered by the cowardly and hateful targeting and killing of police officers. I grieve with the families who have lost loved ones, as I know their pain all too well. His father was gunned down by a couple of robbers about 20 years ago. He continues, quote, I can no longer stay silent. We need to find solutions that ensure people of color will get fair and equal treatment, and that police officers who put their lives on the line to protect us all are respected and supported. Well, there's a good message there.
I think this is a very important message, and I think he came out at the right time with this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been very angry and very, I would say, one-sided.
Yeah.
And it's and
he's been like that.
Yeah, I mean,
he speaks out.
And he's been criticizing Michael Jordan for silence. He's been saying, you know, where's Michael Jordan? He hasn't said anything. So I think that when Michael Jordan decided to say something and be public about it, which he's been so private with everything in his life, I think this is a wonderful message, and I think we need a lot more of this message from people like him who are really respected in the sports world and just who young men look up to. I mean, I think this is a wonderful message. I was very happy that this blew up on social media yesterday.
One of the things that comes about as a result of this, who cares what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says? Why should Michael Jordan be motivated by that? I don't think he was.
I don't think he was either.
And the problem with all these things is that we interpret without somebody saying specifically, this is what I want. I don't really want to try to dissect what the man said. I read what he said. It speaks for itself. It doesn't need any further underscoring. It doesn't need somebody, well, here's what Michael Jordan meant by that. Michael Jordan said what he had to say. And it is poignant, I like, but there's a better word for it. I haven't got the right words, so I'm not going to try to find it. But the essence of this for me is that he acted on his own by himself. This is not a reaction, and I don't see, unless you want to waste a lot of time, a lot of people with a lot of gas, oh, this is because he's responding to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Who gives a damn what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says? He's an angry guy who doesn't help fix the problem.
Exactly.
Makes it
worse.
Exactly.
Yep.
Jordan's not an angry guy. Jordan's somebody who has some intelligence. I always thought he was very intelligent.
Yeah.
He's a great basketball player, obviously. But there are what I remember about him and Larry Bird, who were contemporaries. They both were very close friends, and people would take it, oh, here's a black player who's friends with a white player. What the hell have we come to if that makes news?
Yeah,
but, you know, there is an attitude And I think it's both on both sides, but it seems to be more prominent on the black side, obviously, because it gets more media attention when some angry guy like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar makes a lot of noise, but doesn't offer any solutions to the problems. And so you ignore guys like that, and you pay attention to Michael Jordan, and you say thanks, and hope that it'll do some good, because there are a lot of police who are doing the right thing, and there are police who aren't, and there are a lot of, it goes across the board. There are people who are doing the right thing here, and people who are not. And I'll tell you who isn't doing the right thing, and that's the news media. There's nothing about what the news media is doing when it comes to all this stuff except throwing gasoline on the incidents over and over and over again. And CNN is the worst of the electronic media. And I think the New York Times, I would argue, is the worst of the print media when it comes to this stuff. So, at any rate, that's my 2 cents worth. You're welcome to yours. Share it with us on Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, or here at 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington at 18 after the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just $1. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Bolder than bold. All right, so the biggest thing I found in the news yesterday, this is something I have to pursue with you, Victoria, and Jennifer later on, how to make the best salad. It's so hot. People are not wanting to cook. They're trying to come up with great new ways of coming together when they're feeding families instead of going out for dinner, because that's lousy too. So everybody start thinking about how you can make a great salad. That'll be the highlight of the day. Good day. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
News involving Adele.
Sometimes it hurts in
hospice patients in eastern England moved to tears by an assistant nurse's touching rendition of an Adele song. The lady's name is Emma Young. She gave an impromptu performance of Adele's Make You Feel My Love at the St. Helena Hospice in Colchester. Hospice care is not just about medical care and physical symptoms. It's about caring for the whole person. Listen to this.
Father went on and off hospice before he died, and it was the hospice nurses are incredible. They're just incredible.
It's a different kind of motivation for doing this sort of thing, because you know there's
right.
only one way out. The back
yep.
door is the only way out.
And that's an incredible choice. It's a brave choice. It's not a choice I could make as a career, I don't think. But
it's different. People
yeah, it's amazing. And thankfully, we had such wonderful nurses around him. So it was. I have nothing but respect for hospice care.
I've seen it a couple of times. My father had some hospice, excuse me, at the end, and my former wife had it as well. There's a lot more, how do I best put this? There's a lot more freedom of interpretation of what the rules are, especially if somebody's dying of cancer or they're suffering, and you can have your fingers on the morphine drip, because that's really what it's about at the end, lessening the pain and putting a quicker end to it. And that's whether you get that out of it. My experience with hospice is, and anybody I've talked to pretty much says the same thing. They're there to help you, to support you, and they'll let you control the drip. And so.
Yeah, well, in my grandfather's case, he was 90, almost 95, and he was not on any pain medication, and he basically just died of old age. So he had no pain. There was nothing. He didn't have any medication or anything. And he was at home with my parents, so the hospice nurses were visiting nurses.
Yeah.
And part of the other wonderful thing that hospice does is they also care for the caretaker. My mom was his full-time caretaker, and that's an incredibly demanding and stressful position, but she wouldn't put my grandfather anywhere.
Well, you see, your mother is from the old country, and the way it was done.
No, she's from America. My dad's from Ireland.
Your dad was from Ireland, but she grew up in that influence, and you didn't send your parents, you didn't send the people in the family away. You took care of them at home. That's the way it was done. So there's nothing unusual about it. That's how she grew up, and that was almost what was expected. And so there was never any real discussion about it. I know that that is sort of what, well, my father didn't have that because he was an orphan, but in my mother's circumstance, my mother's mother took care of my mother because she died before my grandmother did. Pretty interesting to reflect. 28 past the hour.
Keep working hard. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In 1900, at the age of 44, Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, wrote a letter to his friend telling him that he doubted his book would be successful. Now, mind you, Dr. Freud had already been practicing his craft for 18 long years when he published this work of his, a work that sold only 600 copies and netted him a mere $250 in royalties in the first 8 years after its publication. That book of his, that book he thought was a failure, entitled The Interpretation of Dreams, became the foundational work in the field of dream psychology and inspired generations of therapists, not to mention untold countless patients. You think you've worked hard? Keep working hard. Your time will come. For inspiration, visit drchristianconti.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. Time for the police blotter. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready. You didn't sound enthusiastic, huh?
Well,
are you ready?
The fashion blotter. I'd be like, okay, cool. It's the police.
The Dallas Police Department says that since the police chief, David Brown, told protesters that, quote unquote, they were hiring. Remember that from a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
An encouragement to join the police force or to apply so that they could better help their communities instead of protesting. Apply for a job. We'll see if you can fit in. Apparently, they have received 467 applications in the last couple of weeks. Listen to this overview.
The Dallas Police Department announced that police applications are up 344% since the shooting that killed five officers and wounded seven others. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the police department has received 467 applications between July 8th and July 20th. Dallas Police Chief David Brown urged protesters to serve your communities rather than rally. We're hiring. He added, we'll put you in your neighborhood and we'll help you resolve some of the problems you're protesting about.
So some of these bloggers that we hear from, they just put into words their own thoughts or what they researched. Where do some of these people come from that we're hearing in these news reports, Victoria? They're would-be news people. Who are they?
Would-be news people. Well, they're news people from all around, from USA Today. They're people who are picked up from Newsy. They're just regular freelance journalists who get picked up. That's sort of like the media landscape right now.
Well, I'd rather hear from them than somebody with a big, deep voice who says, this is the story I'm reporting live from St. Augustine, Texas. It sort of puts a feel to it, like everyday. And it is the way the news is going, like it or not. This is the way people are getting their news. So in terms of the Dallas police, back to that for a second, and the idea, not only there, but in other communities, there are a lot of these police chiefs who are looking for good candidates. And then you wonder, okay, what does it mean to be a good candidate? And that's what we go back to this whole scenario from Miami where the police officer shot the guy who was just laying on the ground with his hands up. And it gets to training. So they can say they want more police recruits, but you got to have really good training in order to make it in the world today, in that world today. You got to have really, and a strong, strong psychological exam. Mm-hmm. Many of the people, and I don't know that this is required. If you're any police officer listening now, you want to share 888-302-3684. I know there are some larger cities. I know that in my community, it is required that they have a psychological exam.
Isn't that required everywhere, though?
No, it's not. That's the point.
You can't get through the police academy without that.
Well, there are some people who, that may be, but there are some people working in some of these police departments that haven't been to the police academy.
How is that even possible? Oh, you mean like small towns?
Yeah.
I'm so used to seeing all the graduates. I'm in New York City, and I see all the cadets when they graduate. They literally take up Madison Square Garden for their... That's how many there are, and they're all from the police academy, so I just assume everybody has to go through an academy of some kind.
Maybe that's part of the problem. Well, to a point. I'm not sure that the right things are always being taught, and these people are not prepared.
Right.
That police officer was not trained or prepared to handle the situation. He should never even have been there.
Right.
So back to New York, where they're doing something that I find abhorrent, frankly. I was very vocal about this when it became known last year how much money was being spent by the federal government to buy things that they wouldn't use just to spend the money in the Pentagon budget so they could send military-style weapons and armor and that sort of thing to local police departments. Bill Bratton, who's the commissioner in New York, highly touted, thought of as perhaps the best police commissioner for a long time to come along. He started in Boston, went to New York, went to L.A., now he's back in New York. He wants to have more body armor, military-grade weapons, and he wants patrol cars to have military-style doors to protect the officers. This after the shootings in Dallas and Louisiana. The people in Dallas were not in the car. I don't understand. I get that these people want to protect their turf. And I'm not a police officer, never have been, have no interest in being a police officer. But what am I missing here? I have a lot of regard for Bratton and what he stands for, but more military in the police ranks is not something that I deem a good thing. And, you know, you can say, well, he knows a lot more than you do. Yeah, he does, but still... The business about the car in these towns, you go back to what happened in Missouri, last year or the year before, wherever it was, in Ferguson, those people didn't know how to handle all that equipment. There's too much of it. So at some point
but
in time,
I think in his
Obama
defense,
did something that frankly I thought was good. He said, "Let's stop doing this," and sort of signed an executive order to not allow it, from what I remember.
Right,
but
I think
in
Commissioner Bratton's case, and he held a press conference yesterday. I would trust that he is not going to just be handing out, you know, like coupons. He's not handing out military weapons to the NYPD officers who aren't trained properly.
Yeah,
I would say if any, and I am, and you know, I'm with you on this. I don't want any more military grade weapons anywhere. But if one person would be in charge of that, I would trust that he would be the one person to handle it properly.
Wow. But then you got to find the one person to be in charge of it in each community that is like Bratton. That would be the challenge. Dave's in New Hampshire. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, here in New Hampshire, it's sort of these regular fights, you know, over whether a town's going to be allowed to have a bear cat, you know, or an armored vehicle or something like that. And it's like seems to come up every year or two, and the people in the towns don't really want it. They come out in force and they say, no, don't bring us that awful device. We don't need you. We don't need that on our streets. And then they get it anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah. A lot of people in the public don't want these things because they scare everybody. That's as much as anything else. They scare the hell out of people. Good comment there. Where in New Hampshire are you, Dave?
I live in Bedford. I'm one of those free staters, you know, where there's a lot of people moving to New Hampshire for more freedom.
Yep. Live free or die. That's what it says on the license plates. All right, Dave, thank you. 888-302-3684. Continuing with the police blotter, a guard claims that he cannot work at Rikers Island anymore because he's allergic to the jail. And a judge has let him sue his bosses who fired him for taking too many sick days. That's because the allergy constitutes a bona fide disability. Supreme Court Justice Michael Stallman said in a green lighting of the jailer's lawsuit. His name, by the way, is Herman Cruz. He insists in court papers that almost immediately after he started working, he broke out in hives, had difficulty breathing, developed swollen lips. The city had asked the judge to dismiss the case, arguing that Cruz had never been observed by a medical professional, but the judge decided that Cruz had, quote, presented sufficient evidence, including medical documentation, to show that his hives and other allergic reactions represent a physical impairment. So here's somebody
who's allergic to
didn't
the air.
Nobody knows. But see, here's another example of someone hiring someone without doing the job. Should have had a full physical, and maybe what they need to do in this circumstance is put somebody in the situation and see how they act or react. And it isn't just to the people, but it's to the circumstance, to the surroundings. Now the city of New York's going to have to pay this guy his salary for doing nothing. He was hired improperly. And who knows whether it's a scam or not, but when you think about it, a guard being allergic to a jail? Hello.
Yeah.
All right. This is from the police blotter in Europe. This came to light with the horrible situations in Brussels and Paris, and this is actually a focus on terrorists in Belgium. Police there are not permitted to conduct nighttime raids. Listen to this. Unless police witnesses a crime, somebody in the police department actually sees a crime in progress after 9 p.m., there is no action on the part of the police in any community in Belgium until 5 a.m. the next morning.
Well, that's good.
There are a couple of other European countries that are doing the same thing. But think about what happened.
Is that a budget cut? Because that sounds like a budget cut.
No, it is because people have demanded that after 9 p.m. they want things quiet in their communities. And so here in the situation, the Paris attacks, 130 people were killed. Authorities knew the suspect, Salah Abdul Salam, was hiding in an address in Brussels, but because it was 9 o'clock at night, they couldn't do anything. They sat outside and watched all night long, and he left before 5 o'clock in the morning. He slipped away. When they raided his residence the next morning, there were all kinds of bombs in the apartment, but he was long gone.
and that there should be something you should be able to do for extenuating circumstances.
After 9 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Just maybe.
Oof. All right, well, it ain't the case here at any rate.
Can you imagine in certain American cities, like New York City or D.C., if the police weren't allowed to do anything?
After 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Uh-huh. But that's the thinking.
Well, as they called that on UMD, on University of Maryland's campus, they said, you know, don't go out walking between 2 and 4 because that's crime time. That's actually what they called it.
Really?
Wow. So if you weren't allowed to have police out between 2 and 4, at least on weekends, that's when the most stuff happened.
Peekaboo! Peekaboo! Excuse me. 45, 5, I don't know, it's almost 46 past the hour, actually. Some important points to keep in mind for those of you who are looking for a good, safe investment and a return of 8%. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. What did you say? Before I coughed. I said you can earn a secure 8% yield in a 2% world by calling 888-444-2102. You'll get the story behind the story. It's a really cool deal. Maybe right for you, maybe not right for you. I'm giving you the information. It's up to you to check it out. Go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2102. They lend money to commercial real estate developers who use the money to either renovate commercial properties or build new ones, and that's where the action is. So you only have to keep the money in for 18 months, guaranteed 8% yield. You can leave it in for 10 years if you want. You can get your check, or you can just keep reinvesting it. It's a fabulous deal. It may be right for you, may not be right for you. I suggest you check it out. Make up your own mind. You've got to be the one to make up your mind, not me. I'm just telling you that this thing exists. You go from there. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com or call 888-444-2102.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers, it's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think it's the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
For those of you who have concluded it's hot, congratulations. It is hot. Not only in the East Coast, but all over the country, it is really hot. So you're in good company. Let's turn the air conditioning on and watch all of our 15-amp fuses go boom.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You know what I'd like you to do, Kara? Find The Horse, and we'll use that as an instrumental by Cliff Nobles and Company. We'll have a little fun with that. That's not something that has to do with technology. This is Tech Talk time. You got that? 54 past the hour. Doug and Victoria are going through a new app that has debuted at the DNC. You're going to be really excited. This will get you to vote for Hillary, if nothing else, get you to vote for Hillary Clinton. This app will do the trick. Up next.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked as highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Ah, there it is. Can't sit still today, can you, Victoria?
This is what?
It's called the horse.
All right.
She's not excited about it.
I like horses.
Yeah, this is the horse. Cliff, no, this is 3 minutes and 18 seconds of just what you listened to. It just is this. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. It was the number one song on this date in 1968. It was just this.
Really?
But yeah, that's all it was. The whole silly thing.
I like it. I like horns. It's got a little funk to it.
Yeah, a little funky. All right, speaking of funky, the hunger-fighting organizations in Philadelphia, where the Democratic National Convention is taking place, have teamed up to develop an app. Would you please explain why this app is being heralded as a new way for people to consider voting for Hillary Clinton? Yay! Oh,
that was your interpretation. That's not... This is actually in no way a politically connected. This just happens to be hunger-fighting organizations in Philadelphia have started an app called Food Connect. And it basically is trying to deal with the leftover food problem from the Democratic National Convention. And they match restaurants, hotels, caterers, and other local companies that have excess food in the Philadelphia area. And they get that food to pantries and food banks and shelters. So the app's a big rollout was yesterday, which just happened to be in conjunction with the DNC. But to use the app, it's a free app. All you do as a donor, you select the option to give. You can enter your location, and then a volunteer driver picks up the extra food and takes it to a local emergency meal site. Users have the option to remain anonymous. And the nice thing is, too, you can actually select a specific local organization that you would like your excess food to go to. So if there's a chapter of a national branch that you want to support, you can also do that. The idea to team up to make Food Connect was a reaction to the 50,000 attendees that the convention is projected to attract. Sure. And the founder of the app said after Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia last year, the city saw thousands of pounds of fresh edible food go to waste. And the more people coming into the city, the more chances of food going to waste. So all of these organizations got together and decided to use technology to deal with the problem. So I think this is a great sign of how other cities may hopefully follow in Philadelphia's footsteps.
Well, it ought to be something that this whole food waste issue...
Which is big for us. We talk about that a lot. Yeah, and
well,
it's a
I
big
think
problem.
It's something it's time that this become an issue.
Yes.
The focus is, this is the time for it because, and this year especially, you're going to find with the drought that food prices are going to go sky high.
Nothing should be wasted.
Nothing should be not used for something. This is really... The amount of food waste in this country is incredible, but this year, because of the drought, the cost and the availability of good produce is going to be very limited. 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future...